Till I was 30 years old, I hated my asshole. I was so chronically tense that I had non-stop inflamed hemorrhoids. Not fun. Twice I even had surgery on my asshole. If you do 100 anal breaths a day, you will start to let go of anal tension. But if you're interested in high levels of well-being, I recommend 500 to 1,000 anal breaths a day. Yes, 500 to 1,000. Al Engang has videotaped a lot of his personal erotic explorations. He told me that his parents encouraged him from the time he was 12 years old to explore his body and discover what was erotically possible. And like a good boy, he followed his parents' advice. He has spent an average of 2 hours a day making love to himself since he was a teenager. And he now calls himself the young man from Nantucket.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark sided!
They delude.
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laffy taffy, bitch.
People got me angry here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
What is it?
Stupid the James Hudson back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. Thank you so much for joining me. I am pissed. I have read this story. It's all over the news. You've probably heard about it. This local news anchor in Hawaii who shaved his head. He's taking a stand against domestic violence. That's like me saying, I'm against pedophilia, so I'm going to eat a lobster. Like, what the fuck does shaving your head have to do with anything? I can understand if you are against cancer and you had long hair and you shaved it off and donated it to Locks of Love, but what the fuck is shaving your head going to do? But everyone is in support of this guy. Oh, he's taking a stand. The Huffington Post is virtually blowing him. There's a video. I'm going to play it for you in just a second. He says he is apparently this is an issue near and dear to his heart. I don't know if he's the victim of domestic violence. I don't know if his wife or girlfriend beat the fuck out of him or something. But he's very against domestic violence, which, look, I feel that I, quite frankly, have done more to bring this issue to the forefront than this local news anchor shaving his fucking head. All right, let me play just a little bit here. He's featuring, apparently, this girl he knows was abused and or killed or something. I don't know. But he's taking a stand here.
So, this morning, I hope to shock you.
First of all, he doesn't even have long hair. His hair is very short. So, you know, shaving it off is not a big deal.
Kind of push in closer if we can. I want to welcome in Olena. What I'm going to do and what I will do over the next year is every time a woman or a child dies from domestic abuse, I'm going to shave my head.
Oh, why are you crying? And the woman with the hair clippers is rubbing his shoulders. Look, why are you only shaving your head when a woman or a child dies from domestic violence? Does that mean that their cases are worse? What about the poor woman who just got a black eye from her, you know, deadbeat fucking loser boyfriend? And what about other guys getting their ass kicked from women? And by the way, gay relationships are very abusive. I beat the fuck out of one of my exes with a Furby and a remote control. Anything I could chuck in his head, I would just throw.
I hope that this is a very visceral and real event for you, because it's affected me before. So, Elena, hit those shears. We're going to take it off.
Yeah, he keeps saying it's affected him before.
Over the next year, anytime this happens, and unfortunately, I'm going to probably do this at least 6 to 8, maybe more times, I will completely shave my head. I want this to serve as a reminder.
So brave. Look, just give money. Just give money to the charities that need help. Shaving your head is not going to do anything. No one's going to even bat an eye. They're going to see some guy on the news with a buzz cut. And if someone says anything like, oh, I thought he had more hair. Oh, yeah, he shaved his head for domestic violence. Oh, okay. And that's going to be the end of it. No one's going to pay any more attention to the subject of domestic violence because you have short hair. You ridiculous idiot.
I want this to serve as a reminder that domestic violence is real.
Everyone knows
every
that.
Every day. It happens to people.
Plus, you're on the news. You're reporting it. That's how you bring attention to the goddamn issue. You know what I mean? Like, that's what the news is for. So if some broad dies because she got the shit beat out of her by some asshole, you report it on the news, and that's how we're notified, and that's how we become aware of the issue. Not because you have you shaved your head. So stupid. I mean, no one likes the idea of domestic violence, and I'm always giving to charities and such, so I'm a good guy, you see. So you can't email me and say that I'm a monster, but I do things the right way. I don't shave my head for this. It's stupid. You're on the news. Just talk about it. You there's your podium. I don't understand what this guy's doing.
Okay. My mom was a victim of domestic violence. Mm. My brother was a victim of domestic violence.
Wow.
I was a victim of domestic
violence.
Triple
play.
So, as I said, the next year, this may be a little shocking, maybe a little hard to watch, hard to see, but you know what?
No one's wincing at all. I mean, you're shaving your head. We've seen it a million times. Bravo has television shows devoted to salons and, you know, stylists. Tabitha Salon Takeover or something like that. Hair Wars. If there is not a Hair Wars on television, I trademark that.
For any victim of domestic violence...
I like how you say, this may shock you. This is probably shocking for some of you to see. No, no one cares.
Shave my head.
People are eating their breakfast. This is like a morning show, right? So people are barely watching the TV. They're trying to get their day started. They've got like maybe one eye on the TV every 30 seconds or something. Oh, what's this? Brady, don't forget your toaster strudel. You need to eat and brush your teeth. Oh, he's getting his... What is he doing? He's getting a haircut on the TV. That's great.
And this
Brady,
will serve as a reminder that this continues to be a problem that we should all fight.
Yes, that's right,
Jay. I
didn't
get approval for this.
He's going to single-handedly end domestic abuse because no one wants to see this guy get his head shaved again.
But, you know what? This is something that I
This has got to stop!
I had to do...
How many times is he going to have to get his hair cut before people realize domestic abuse is wrong? Okay, I can't do any more of this. I'm sorry. It's infuriating. And the thing is, I've been on so many message boards when I was looking for this video and stuff, and it's posted on Reddit, and everyone's like, oh, this guy should be commended for his work. He's a true hero. What? Are you out of your fucking minds? He's not doing anything. All right, enough. Let's move on. The only thing that is going to make me feel better now is to see a woman get slapped in the face. Thank you, France. I've got a clip here of a woman smacking a cop, and he smacks her right back. Good for him. The woman is insane. He keeps she keeps pushing him. I don't know what... I don't speak their jib-jab language, so I don't know exactly what the circumstances are. But the police... see, that she slapped him. There's some sort of confrontation going on. Now, he doesn't immediately slap her back. So this isn't some sort of, like, retaliatory type thing. Is that a word, retaliatory? He's not retaliating, I guess. Well, I guess he kind of is there. Because she continues to just yell. Now listen, I'm sorry, but this just proves that men are stronger. Because, you know, she slapped him in the face, and she used all of her strength, and he barely batted an eye. And the second he gives her a little love tap... Let's hear that again. Boom. She doesn't even go down. You know, it wasn't that hard. And she cries. Music to my ears. I can't believe you slapped me. I'm doing a loose translation here. You're mad. You can't do that to me. These women think they can just do whatever they want to the guys. They can beat the shit out of them just because, you know, we're not supposed to touch women. That's not how they roll in France, though. Finally, something about France I like. She's still crying. That was just like an open palm slap, you know what I mean? If he would have, you know, gave her a knuckle sandwich, it would have probably knocked her out good. For good. Maybe Jay would have to shave his head again. Who knows? All right, let's move on. I found a video on YouTube, and the title is Early Treatment of Mental Disorders. And this is kind of like a little documentary. It's actual footage of crazy people being treated various ways, like hosing down the insane. You know, we're going to spray the crazy away. So these are some early mental illness treatments. I love this type of stuff because we were just fucking brutal. And we actually thought we were helping people.
During the first half of this century, mental hospitals tried to use medical treatments for people with severe mental disorders.
Sure, sure.
However, the medical procedures used were crude, largely ineffective, and often unintentionally cruel.
I'm interested. You had me at cruel.
Some of the leading approaches are shown in this segment.
All right. First up, naked man.
A popular technique was hydrotherapy.
Now that sounds pleasant, doesn't it? Like taking a bath?
Patients were sprayed by water in order to stimulate them.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on here. These people have never taken a bath or shower before, you know what I mean? Like, all right, we're going to spray you with water, and that should fix your head. Yeah, but what about every day when I shower? How come I'm still crazy? That doesn't make any sense. All right. What's the next?
Wet pack consisted of packing, that is, wrapping patients in wet sheets.
Okay. That's not comfortable at all. You're going to catch a cold like that. They're going to catch pneumonia and die. Boom. They'll be dead, but I guess that sort of solves their mental illness. It's a means to an end, I guess. All right. They're packing her with wet towels and shit. Nice. I have a feeling she was still pretty crazy at the end of that treatment. What's next?
Procedure, the continuous bath, was kept at 98 degrees Fahrenheit. Its aim was to sedate patients.
They keep them in the bath for like 2 days? End up looking like a prune. There's one, I was watching this video, and there's one called insulin therapy. And that's where they were like injected with insulin to fuck with their like blood sugar levels and put them in a coma.
It was used primarily on patients with schizophrenia.
Yeah.
The idea was to give patients insulin, which would make their blood sugar drop. The patient would then slip into a coma, and most importantly, would experience a convulsive reaction.
You're not helping the problem here. The fact that they're mental, you're killing them.
One form of reaction brought about by insulin therapy was called wet shock because it included profuse sweating and drooling, as seen here.
Yeah, he's drooling. You end up looking more crazy. So now, not only do you believe you're possessed by the devil, but you're frothing at the mouth and you're sweating through your clothes. But that's not all.
Another reaction brought on by insulin therapy was so-called dry shock, involving a full brain seizure.
Why aren't we doing this anymore? Sounds like a winner, this treatment. Dry shock. I wonder if we'll look back in 20, 30, 40 years and think that some of our treatments today were barbaric. All right, one more.
The lobotomy. A brain operation in which a surgeon would cut the connections between the cortex of the brain's frontal lobes and the lower centers of the brain.
All right, you're not really helping the situation here. You're not treating the illness. You're just severing ties to the brain. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Sort of View Daily, it's time to prove it. Sign up for the Sideshow right now. It is DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of shows. I've been at this since December 2004, so there are thousands of things for you to download, listen, watch, and enjoy on the Sideshow. Every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows, videos. I've done DVDAs in the past. This weekend, I've got a weekend show just for Sideshow members. Of course, yesterday we did an exclusive show. Sign up right now and you can grab all of that great content and help support the program. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we just happen to have a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yeah, laser. Oh my God, I forgot to mention this. There's a Kickstarter campaign for Laser Man Comics. dun dun dun. Oh wait, no, that's not the dun dun dun. The dun 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 is the fact that it's not my laser man. Dun dun dun. That's right. Someone else has stole my laser man comic book idea. They even spell it the same way. You know, laser is technically spelled L-A-S-E-R. I spell my laser man L-A-Z-E-R, right? Now, I wrote these comic books when I was like 9 or 15. I don't remember, but it was sometime in my childhood. And so I think I should sue these people. I think they've already made a couple issues, and they want to like... They want to put, like, all 4 or 5 of the issues they made into, like, some sort of graphic novel book or some bullshit. And they're trying to raise money. All that money should go to me. Right into my pocket. The stories, I don't think Gorgon or Spike Man is involved. But holy shit, if they are, then I'm totally suing. Someone do some research. What are those Laser Man comics about? Thank you. I don't like this at all. Not one bit. There's something doesn't smell. Something smells fishy. All right. I don't know. Yeah, it's on Kickstarter. Just look up Laser Man with a Z, like the way I spell my Laser Man. All right, where are we at here? Oh, first story we have for you today. Where's this one at? God damn it. It's about a grandmother. Yes, here we go. A 74-year-old Gainesville woman was arrested Monday after police say she sprayed her disabled granddaughter in the face with a mixture of cleaning solution. Eloise Bowman, 74, is a nasty cunt. She began arguing at around 9:30 a.m. with her 18-year-old granddaughter. Oh, she's 18? I thought this girl was going to be like 4 or something. It's way more funny when the children are defenseless. All right, whatever. All right, she was arguing with her 18-year-old granddaughter, who has developmental disabilities, about not having gone to school, according to an arrest report. Bowman forced her granddaughter out of the home, police reported, and sprayed her in the face with a spray bottle that was next to the front door. Maybe she was just like, you know how like you spray a cat sometimes with water? Psst, get on out of here. Get, psst, 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 like that. Maybe she didn't realize that she had noxious chemicals. All right, whatever. Bowman forced her granddaughter out of the house and sprayed her in the face with a spray bottle. The granddaughter had no visible injuries from the altercation, although she's now blind. No. Bowman told police she is her granddaughter's caregiver. She denied spraying her granddaughter in the face with the mixture. Just have someone smell her head. Does she smell lemony fresh? That's probably the pledge and other assorted cleaning agents mixed in that spray bottle. All right, where are we at here? She denied spraying her granddaughter in the face, but admitted throwing water and ice on her to get her out of bed. A neighbor will be serving as the woman's guardian in Bowman's absence. Bowman was transported to Shands at the University of Florida for chest pain after the incident, and then to the county jail. She was charged with felony abuse of the elderly or disabled without great harm. Just a little harm, not great harm, and misdemeanor battery. She remained in jail on Tuesday in lieu of $4,000 bond. The Department of Children and Families is investigating the case. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. People do crazy things when they're in love. Let's go easy on this guy. Story comes from Wisconsin. A man obsessed with a young woman allegedly broke into her parents' apartment early Sunday and demanded bras and panties that belonged to the subject of his desire. All right, this guy is obviously a little nutty because no one in their right mind would say to themselves, all right, I really want this girl to be my girlfriend, right? I want her to be mine. But I really want to jerk off and smell her shitty panties, right? I want to rub her bra all over my face. So I'm going to break into her parents' house and demand panties and bras. The man has to realize that this is going to get back to the girl. Whether she lives there or not, the parents will let the girl know that there's a crazy man after her. Jose Hernandez, there's no chance that these two will ever get together. Jose Hernandez Ordonez, 22, of Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin up in this bitch. That's where strip club DJ's from. Told police that he was drunk and high on crocaine when he broke into the Greenway Cross Apartments where the young woman lives with her sister and their parents. He told police on Monday that he was crazy in love. Emphasis on crazy. Let's underline that with the young woman, and had gone to the apartment to tell her how he feels. But because he was so high, "I love you and want to be with you forever" came out as, "I want to sniff your panties and I want to suck on your bras while I jerk off." I could see how that could come out. You know what I mean? All right, he told police on Monday that he was crazy in love with a young woman and had gone to the apartment to tell her how he feels, but because he was so high, he told police he wasn't thinking straight and had no self-control. Hernandez Ordonez, or whatever, was charged with burglary, armed robbery, intimidation of a victim, and misdemeanor bail jumping. He's scheduled to appear in court on Friday. According to the police report, the young woman's 10-year-old sister was alone in the apartment. Sometime after 6 a.m. on Sunday, after everyone else had gone to work, she told police that after breaking into the apartment through the girl's bedroom window, Hernandez Ordonez threatened her by implying that he had a gun in his waistband and said he would shoot her and her parents if she called the police. Hernandez, whom the girl did not know, demanded that she go into her sister's bedroom and get him 6 pairs of underwear and 6 bras. And let's be honest, I'm sure he wouldn't mind if the 10-year-old threw in a few of her panties as well. Come on. Let's be nice. He also questioned the girl about her sister's current boyfriend, saying that the young woman had to break up with her boyfriend or he would kill the boyfriend. The young woman told police later that she learned about a year ago that Hernandez Ordonez was interested in her, but said she had never dated him or even spoken to him. When police went to his apartment, they found several of the undergarments in his dresser drawer. So there you go. And finally today, freaks, got a story from Portland, Oregon. Oh, I think a lot of weird shit goes down in Portland just because of the type of people. You know, like the hippies and the, you know, there's probably a lot of mushrooms, a lot of shrooming going on there. Police in Portland, Oregon are on the lookout for a 39-year-old man named Brandon James Clifford. Uh-oh. Three names. He's probably a serial killer. Back in May of 2001, Clifford was found guilty of attempting to lure an underage girl to his motel room for sex. Well, it wasn't actually sex. He just wanted the little girl to kick him really hard in the groin. Still, it's, you know, kind of gross. In addition to any jail time he might have had, Clifford also lost his job and was required to register as a sex offender anywhere that he maintained a residence. Flash forward to 2012, and Clifford is at it again. This time, however, he tried to modify things a bit to keep himself out of trouble. He put an ad up on Craigslist all over the country. Right? In every city, claiming that he was looking for a college-age woman to help him teach self-defenses. Oh, smart! He made sure the ads were not placed in his home city, instead flying out to meet any woman that responded to his inquiry. Oh, this guy is smart! He also specified that he was looking for women with strong legs. Surprisingly, 5 women actually answered his ad. He gathered together his new team of angels, took them all to Jim Dandy's restaurant in Portland, then explained that whichever one of them was willing to kick him in the nuts the hardest would get paid the most. It's like a competition. This would make a great reality show. A couple of the women got suspicious, you know. I'm sure he was like, "I want you to kick me in the balls, and whoever can kick me the hardest is going to get the most money." So we're kind of like prostitutes, in a way. All right. They found out some background / arrest information on Clifford and called the police. I don't know if any of this is illegal, though. You know what I mean? Like, he's just having girls who are over the age of 18 kick him in the nuts. Portland police are keeping a close eye on Brandon James Clifford, reminding him that a stay in Portland of more than 24 days requires him to register there as a sex offender. So, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh, real quick, yesterday on the exclusive program, a DV listener emailed me a song that his friend recorded, and I guess his friend has a band called the Worm Quartet, and I played it on the show. It's called On the Shoulders of Freaks, and a lot of people emailed me saying how much they liked it. They thought it was funny, so then I realized, oh, only Sideshow Freaks got to hear it, and obviously this guy, the singer for the Worm Quartet or whatever. What is it called? Yeah, Worm Quartet. He probably wants, you know, he would like it if you would purchase his album. So get as many people as possible to listen. So at the end of the show today, I'll play that song again. Right now, though, let's do a couple voicemails.
Hey, Timmy Boo. I was just listening to the October 19th show, and that guy that called in and you were talking about evaluating his body for him. Mm-hmm. I honestly think that'd make a fucking amazing segment for the show, man.
All right. Well, guys and girls, whoever, start sending in your nudes. Thank you. I'll be happy to evaluate anyone.
I'm
an expert on beauty.
Week or whatever, just a little extra thing. You know, people send their pictures in. Sure. And get them the fuck down.
Okay.
I don't know. Think about it, man. Keep
Please.
Up the good...
Yeah. You guys are always commenting on how I look on TVDA. Let's start sending in some photos. Full nudes, please. Thank you. Let's move on now.
Can you do Happy Hearts Henson? Spiral Hand Fucker.
He's not as drunk as he sounded yesterday.
Fucker. Hey, I'm smoking some ganja. Mm. I was just thinking. It's weird when someone famous dies, you know, and that's going to be weird when Oprah dies. And her magazine covers get all creepy and shit.
Yeah.
It's like you
want
to cancel
Remembering
your subscription,
Oprah.
But you can't wait to see how much she's decomposed over the last couple months.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I don't think they're going to put dead photographs of Oprah, like Oprah dead, on the cover. I mean, every month Oprah has to be on the cover of O Magazine, but I don't think, you know, her corpse is going to be featured. Idiot.
Oh, hey, Tim. The fuck you just say to me, bitch?
I didn't say anything. I was going to say hi. How are you today?
Oh, hey, Tim.
Oh, hello. How are you, sir?
The fuck you just say to me? Bitch, I'll knock you the fuck out and suck your dick.
What
do you want to do? Oh, you want to say something? Say something again. Oh, I'll knock you.
I like this guy. He's a good caller. Moving on.
Hi, I'm calling from Hover Room.
Oh, for the fuck's sake, no.
Hey, it's Andrew from Thunder Bay again.
Hi,
I did
Andrew.
Just call. However, I'm still listening to the October 19th show.
Still? All right. Oh, I'm sorry. You were five calls ago. What happened? All right. So what do you have to say?
It's Andrew from Thunder Bay again.
Okay.
I did just call. However, I'm still listening to the October 19th show, and you just talked about bottling your tears and selling it as lubricant. I got the fucking perfect name, man. Tears of Joy. You're welcome.
Oh, good idea. Money-making venture. I'll give you a cut of the sales.
Juhu, Timmy Boo. Haley's Comet calling up. I was listening to the Daily Dump, the first one, and you mentioned the kids having their poop turned red by the new spicy Cheetos.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to tell
Flaming Hot Cheetos. Kids love that. And Takis.
Tell you, I found out, courtesy of a story told by a friend of mine about his then-toddler, that there are other foods that will change the color of your poop.
Hmm.
One of them being the green fruit roll-ups.
Apparently,
you don't need to eat too many of them.
Really?
Turn your poop neon green.
I'm off to Kroger. I've got to see if this is true. And I will take a picture of the toilet bowl with my green bowel movement.
Hi, Tim. Private Dick here. I had a question that hopefully you or some of your listeners could confirm or deny whether or not I received a Blumpkin. My wife was taking a piss. She was a little pissed up. And got a little head while she was taking a whiz.
Wait, you got head while she was taking a whiz. So you were, like, standing up and shit. That's the reverse of a Blumpkin is when you're sitting down shitting and she's blowing you. And the reason, that's just more degrading because her head is down by your cock and she can, like, sort of kind of see in between your legs and the bowl and you're pinching one off. I don't think you received a Blumpkin. You received something else.
Now, does she need to be taking a shit for it to be a true Blumpkin?
No, you have to be taking a shit. You've got it all wrong. You're the woman in this relationship, you little bitch.
Hey, Tim, I was wondering, why do you make such a big deal when someone calls in and says nigger?
I don't care if people call in and say nigger. Say nigger all you want. I don't care. The word doesn't bother me at all. What bothers me is it's the same guy, and that's all he says. He adds nothing to the show. He just calls in, hey, Tim, nigger, 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 nigger. And it's funny, you know, sometimes, but Jesus Christ, every day he calls in with that.
You know, I don't agree with the guy because I think he's an asshole.
Of course he is.
But you just
summed up my whole listenership.
To make fun of rape and old people and retards, so it's really unfair if you think one thing is untouchable.
No, I didn't. Well, I say the word myself on the show. Oh, you're a complete idiot, too. All of you are idiots. God damn it. You don't understand why that guy bugs me? Because he calls in every day with the same thing and says it over and over and over? It's not I'm offended. I'm not offended by what he's saying. I'm just annoyed because he's stupid. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, it's no good.
Profuse sweating and drooling as seen here.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of shows. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around because tomorrow I'll be doing a bonus episode, a W-E-E-K-E-N-D show. Otherwise, I will see you back on Monday. Until then, enjoy some music from the Worm Quartet. This song's titled On the Shoulder of Freaks, and we'll see you back on Monday. Bye, freaks.
Ancient philosophy was framed by prodigies, Aristotle, Plato, and Socrates. And even though their thoughts were deemed the aristocratic voice, they also had a thing for little boys. Catherine the Great. So it's been said, needed large animals to be fulfilled in bed. From historic rulers to the ancient Greeks, we're standing on the shoulders of freaks. Here's in La Pretty, Ernest Hemingway. Know he ate his own excrement. Then there's Da Vinci, for whom it required dressing in women's underwear to be inspired. From the great romantics to the ancient Greeks, we're standing on the shoulders of freaks. Truman Capote, needless to say, would be intoxicated to any hours a day. From the modern authors to the ancient Greeks, we're standing on the shoulders of freaks. We're standing on the shoulders of freaks.